you.
Thank you.
The last we heard from you guys was the Many Roads release, a collection of B-sides and unreleased tracks, which always makes me nervous that a band puts it out and then goes on to break up. But was that ever on the cards for you guys? Did we ever kind of dabble in that?
Kind of.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, we did, you know, there's some intentional symbolism in that album, but it was never quite on the cards.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we've been playing since we were, for like 18 years. And after that last tour, I think we were kind of like, what are we going to do now? You know, what do you do after you've made Australia's best record? That's the question we're asking ourselves.
What's the next mountain to climb?
Yeah, you know, how can we top that? But, you know, we just had songs to record and a band to keep together.
So. Yeah. And, of course, you both went off and did your own sort of side projects. You know, there was Light Pressure and Swimwear. What was it kind of like going off and onto your own, so to speak, to kind of do your own thing for a little bit? Was that a good experience? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's fun. It's you just get to go off on these little journeys on your own, in your own room, in your own space. But at the end of the day, it makes it harder, I find, to be on my own. I decided it's quite hard.
It's hard, yeah, it's hard pushing. Like when you're in a band, there's four other guys being like, no, that's pretty good. Or like, no, that's shit. But like, sorry, no, that's where I am.
That's okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah, thank you. But, you know, when it's just you, you've got to tell yourself it's bad, which ends up taking long. You know, you push yourself down a lot more somehow.
Bit of self-doubt.
There's some rabbit holes when you're sitting in a room.
I like being solo live, though, because I get to leap around more.
You sure do.
Annoying everybody.
Now, when you guys, of course, went on from these solo adventures and came back to the Dappled Cities band, did you kind of have some new tricks up your sleeve in that way from going on this experience?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think when we came back together to record this last record, there was a very clear sense of relaxation and peacefulness. You know, there was a motto in the studio. I can't remember. Don't get. I'm not worried. That was the motto.
Yeah, I'm not worried. yeah, because you. I don't know, it probably comes with age as well. You just get less worried about things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know that you're going to make another record and another one and another one, and you want to make 20 records, and you don't have this pressure of going, okay, we've got to have a hit single, we've got to have this. It's just music's good if it's free. And
I'm not worried.
Yeah. I'm not worried. And quite honestly, everyone was allowed to do whatever they wanted to do in the studio. They could put on any track, any instrument, any melody they wanted. And funnily enough, it's our album of least recorded tracks and stuff.
Oh, so tell us a bit about the album that you guys have been working on. What can we know so far? What are we allowed to know?
Everything. I mean, so we got together up in Byron Bay and did 3 weeks sleeping at the studio, and that was part of it.
You have a very cheeky smile when you say Byron Bay. Is it because you're remembering good times?
Yeah,
we had a good time. Well, it just added to the whole atmosphere of just being totally chill.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not a very, very worrying place, is it, Byron Bay?
It is not a worrying place.
The two most worrying moments I had was when I thought I saw a shark while surfing. Turned out it was a dolphin.
Okay.
So I was just surfing with dolphins.
Easy mistake.
And so I went skydiving, but I wasn't worried. They made me feel very relaxed.
What about in terms of the sound? Like you were saying, Dave, a lot of anything goes sort of approach in the studio. What would it sound like? Would it sound similar to what we last heard, like air from you guys, or a bit different? Or,
well, I suppose there's a bit of a return to our roots with this recording, in that we're very much focused on playing the tracks live and all being in the room and coming from a live band. Place of bass drums and a piano and bass drums and guitar, as opposed to the sort of modern style of doing a record where you construct it in a computer, which we'd been doing for the last couple of years too.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was trying to capture that. We really tried to capture that sort of raw energy you get from a band and not from a Mac.
All right. And I guess you guys kind of talked about, I guess, having a sort of relaxed approach to this recording. My next question was going to be, you know, how do you keep sort of fresh working together for this many years? You said you started when you guys were 18 or something like that. So.
Even younger, yeah. I guess I don't know how we keep it fresh. It's pretty weird. We're still pretty hard on each other. Like, we get into the studio and it's the rehearsal room, and it's not like laughs, you know. We nut out tracks, don't we? Like,
it's funny sometimes.
So it's funny. Like, it's like, you know, but it's like a nice like energy, you know, and so, and I think that just keeps it fresh every time. And we write songs in really different ways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Dave and Ned this time kind of did a lot of writing together in a studio and building tracks like that, and that was a really nice new change, I think, and that kind of thing. I just think it stays fresh because if the song sounds like an old song, you can instantly tell everybody's bored, so it goes out within 5 minutes. Does that make sense?
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And can we know, is there a name of the album yet? Are we allowed to disclose
Al Fresco.
Al Fresco.
It's not Al Fresco.
That's a working title, yeah. I think, as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to play a song for us live now in this studio. What will we hear? What's this song's called?
This is a song called Weightless.
Weightless, okay.
So this record is has like our slowest tracks probably to date, you know, most sparse, and as well as our most kind of wild and 70s rock jams. So this is one of the slow ones, we thought, because you'll never probably hear it live.
All right, here it is.
If you feel you're holding me up, I should probably tell you that I'm weightless. And if you feel you're lifting me up, I should let you know that I'm weightless.
In my garden, in my garden, the world's always to run.
If you feel the rain on your head, that should probably tell you it's rain. But I won't spoil the mystery you have. I should let you feel so weightless.
In my garden, in my garden, the world's a waste around.
If the earth should move and lose its grip,
then everybody would be wasted.
The earth could lose its friction laws,
and everybody here is wasted.
Boom, 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 boom. Thank you.
you go, live working the vocal cords very early on a morning. Tim and Dave, one last question: when will we see this album? Later this year at some stage?
Yeah, very. I mean, this year definitely. Okay. So we're playing this show and you know, doing a few songs off it, and hopefully everyone gets excited and then the record comes out.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER, guys. Pleasure to have you in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.